Back here on Leaders Portfolio with the founder and president of Murthy Law Firm, Ms. Sheila Muirthy. Welcome to Leaders Portfolio, Sheila.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. It's great to be here.
You were a 2009 Ernst & Young Maryland winner, and Muirthy Law Firm is located in Baltimore, Maryland, with approximately 70 employees, and your focus is U.S. immigration law.
Yep, that's right. We love what we do. We make people's dreams come true, their dream of living and working in this incredible country that we call America. And I always kid around with my staff that those people who are from here take so much for granted, and sometimes you have to be from outside to truly appreciate the terrific qualities and the incredible opportunities of this great nation that we call America.
And you had a passion for immigration law because you were an immigrant yourself.
That's correct. I went through the process. It was pretty rough. I thought the attorney was not necessarily sensitive or caring, didn't hold my hand, didn't really guide me, didn't explain legal or other practical issues. And I felt that if I was treated this way with a Harvard Law School degree, with being a fellow lawyer and a colleague, I dread to think how other professionals, other people wanting to walk that very difficult and stressful path would feel. And so we really made our philosophy all about caring and making a difference and truly, truly guiding and helping people through the complex rules.
And there's some interesting things about your firm. One is the ratio of lawyers to, employees in your firm.
Mm-hmm.
There's 70 employees.
Right. We're 70 people here in the Baltimore County area in Owings Mills, Maryland, and we have about 15 lawyers here. And in India, we have a staff of about 20 in Chennai, India, and out of which we have about 4 lawyers.
And how did you structure your office that way? Why?
We're very efficient. We can do terrific work. The attorneys are extremely knowledgeable to get the right fit of people with incredible knowledge. The number of questions we tend to ask lawyers before hiring them, it's a nationwide search. And a lot of people have said it's like a mini bar exam. We have 45, 50 substantive questions, and there are some lawyers who claim to have been practicing for 10, 15, 20 years that don't really cut the mustard to join our law firm because people trust their lives in our hands, and we need to be able to provide accurate, up-to-date information, not just technically, but with sensitivity and concern for what the client is going through.
Do you have certain countries that kind of are your specialty or just general?
We represent people from several countries around the world, probably from almost all the countries around the world. We do have a very high percentage of Asian Americans, whether it's from the subcontinent, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. But then a lot of the technology people tend to be from the Indian subcontinent anyway, and that's every law firm in the country. Now, having a last name like Murthy or Murthy in America really, I think, attracts them because then they realize that I probably am not from that part of the world originally, and therefore there may be a sympathy and empathy factor that may not exist with somebody else who may not have quite walked that path or be able to guide them or even understand their accent or pronounce their name properly, things that just roll off my tongue, somebody else may have a little bit of a challenging experience.
And you said your website gets 3 million visitors?
Yes, we're like the world's number one legal website, the world's most popular legal website. We have approximately 3 million unique visitors that visit each month. We have obviously much more than that in terms of hits. We have newsletters that go out every week, a Murthy Bulletin newsletter that goes out to about 70,000 subscribers who subscribe. It's nothing, no spam at all, zero. We have a couple hundred people that sometimes sign up each week for our weekly Murthy chat. We provide a ton of very useful, cutting-edge, free information on a daily basis to clients and prospective clients.
And these are people generally who are from abroad who want to come here?
They're not just the individuals. We represent businesses, companies, technology companies, universities, manufacturing businesses. We represent all kinds of employers that have key personnel, whether it's the chief technology officer, a regular technology individual, or universities bringing faculty members. So we have people from all walks of life, chefs, usually professionals and educated people, but we also have the lesser skilled, what we call the essential workers in the chefs. But those are much more difficult, and immigration law has made it very much more difficult if you don't have at least a bachelor's or a master's degree or higher education. Many of them are PhD researchers and scholars and postdoc researchers.
Tell me about that. How has immigration law changed over the last decade? What are you seeing?
Well, I mean, after September 11th, we had a new mentality and philosophy. We changed from being part of the Department of Justice, which was the federal agency involved with immigration, to becoming part of Department of Homeland Security. And so the thrust seems to be more about how kicking people out seems to be more the focus, unfortunately, rather than welcoming them into America. Let's face it, America is a nation of immigrants. We are nothing if not a nation of immigrants. Practically every single person that came into this country, other than the Native Americans, came from some other part of the world. And the day we act like you're the new kid on the block, let's kick you out, let's put down the walls, let's shut the door, we are shutting ourselves out from technology, from creativity, from cutting-edge stuff, and losing the very essence of what America is all about, which is the lean, mean fighting machine. We're more proactive, we open our arms, and we bring in the world's most brilliant people from across the world to our shores so that we can stay the number one country in the world.
What's interesting about that, though, is that you probably get hired more because it's harder to get in.
It is more difficult, and so people are more stressed out about it. And it's true that because in a post-September 11th world, there are a lot more roadblocks set up by the government, we do find that a lot of the people are saying, I won't even want to try this on my own. It's too complicated. It's too messy. And if I don't get the green card or I don't can't become a citizen, the price is too heavy for me to pay.
How often, too, let's talk about kind of the recession, you know, the economic climate, and possibly even post September 11th. How often do companies hire your firm versus individuals? Are you seeing a shift in that? Like companies have less resources, so they don't want to pick up somebody from abroad, and so therefore you know, somebody has to take their own initiative. I mean, are you seeing that?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have been telling me, my fellow colleagues, immigration lawyers, have been saying that they have been seeing a fairly sort of a downside in their business. But honestly, we have been busier than ever before, and even way busier than we were even a year or 2 years ago. And I think part of it is, as the rules get tougher and tighter, as the rules get more complex, people honestly want to go to the best. Whether you're a business, a company, an individual, you want to ensure that if you value this person in technology who is critical to the success or growth of your company, and you really don't care which country that person belongs to because this person's truly making a difference to your bottom line, helping your company become more successful or more profitable, you're going to want to pay for that person to ensure that that person stays in your company and continues to make your company successful and cutting edge. So we are actually busier than ever before. We are overwhelmed with work, and we love it because that means we're helping more people to realize their dreams come true. And even though businesses are watching the bottom line, the U.S. Department of Labor requires companies to pay for the labor certification part of the green card process, and the individual is not allowed to pay for that process. So businesses have to cough up the money, and yes, some of them are hurting, and the individuals say, well, I don't mind paying for it, but the Department of Labor says, no way, Jose, that's not going to work. Mm-hmm. So we end up doing the work. We end up having the employer pay for that part of the process. And honestly, at the end of the day, the companies realize the incredible value of talent, of people who work hard, who are not looking for a free handout, who believe in the greatness of America, who want their dreams to come true, and who truly want to contribute to this country and to their company and to the business, rather than saying, how can I scam the system or how can I get a free meal out of this? It's truly people who work, you know, 8, 10, 12, 14 hours and give it more than 100% every single minute of every single waking hour of the day.
We are speaking with Sheila Murthy, founder and president of Murthy Law Firm, and they are located in Baltimore, Maryland. Now, your background, you have a Master of Laws from Harvard Law School. You practiced with major law firms in New York and Baltimore. You found you hit a glass ceiling. And then at some point you said, I'm starting my own firm. Talk about that.
Okay, well, I'm not so sure it was as much the glass ceiling as it was. I just couldn't see myself as a cog in a wheel in a huge downtown sort of New York City, Wall Street type of law firm where I would be one out of thousands and thousands of, you know, lawyers worldwide. I never felt that when I was working on a deal that I was critical to the piece of the puzzle, that I could genuinely change lives one-on-one. with this immigration law practice, every single person in my law firm, whether it's the receptionist, the paralegal, the attorney, the technology person, we genuinely feel we are touching lives and changing lives. And we truly feel that we are making a difference. And we're not just getting a paycheck at the end of every 2 weeks, but that we're truly changing lives and giving people value and empowering them and opening doors and great opportunities for them in this great country. I love this country. I love the people. I think they're so terrific.
And talk to me about your leadership philosophy.
Well, a lot of my leadership philosophy is to empower other people and give them an opportunity to grow and blossom. The entire philosophy of the firm is a very open environment where we violently disagree with each other, where we, you know, challenge each other's legal analysis, legal rationale, where we talk about cases and situations, and we welcome differing viewpoints because there's black letter law and then there's a lot of gray area, and immigration law is full of gray areas. And if we can fight gray areas in gray areas and win for our clients, if so many clients have individuals have come to us, companies and businesses, and said other law firms and lawyers have turned us down, has said this case can't be fought. We've heard that you guys are the best in the world in a U.S. immigration. Will you take my case? And we have said, you know what? It's not a slam dunk winner. It's going to be a steep uphill climb. Do you want to walk that walk with us? And obviously, if people are desperate, they will be happy to do that. And we explain that, and we win majority of the cases. We win an overwhelming majority of the cases because we point out the weaknesses in the law and we fight it. We fight like tooth and nail with the government.
We're speaking again with founder and president of Muirthy Law Firm, and Sheila Muirthy. And talk to me about different law firms are struggling right now, right? I see stuff going on in law firms that I haven't seen in decades. Talk to me about where immigration law fits with other specialty areas.
Okay. Immigration law really fits in within the broader umbrella of employment law. And so law firms that tend to do employment law sometimes may have a small division that does with one or two people that practice a little bit of immigration law. We, again, have this huge operation. And I say huge because it's a boutique law firm that does exclusively U.S. immigration law. We have a team, as you pointed out, of about 70 people. Very, very specialized knowledge, very in-depth on issues that many people don't have the time or the resources to focus on. And we can really whip out cases and do it faster, better, cheaper. And honestly, I think do a far better job at far less the cost for the client. So it's a total win-win philosophy. We believe in empowering our clients.
Is immigration as a sector of law firms doing worse than, say, entertainment law right now as a whole versus worse than, I would imagine, M&As aren't doing, mergers and acquisitions aren't doing too well? Where do you see it kind of in the corporate pie?
We've actually heard of many law firms laying off people, and I think overall there's been between a 1% and 5% layoff among law firms. We're continuing to aggressively hire at the Muirthy Law Firm. We just hired an attorney a couple weeks ago that just joined us from Ohio, Midwest. I mean, as I said, we have a nationwide recruitment policy, and we have been continuing to grow and actually explode with work. So we are aggressively hiring people. Nationwide, I think there are law firms that are suffering, and I think in immigration as well, because if there's unemployment in America, there's going to be clear effect on foreign nationals. But I always say there's always room on the top for the best. And if we each, every single attorney and law firm strives for the best, I think we can create this beautiful place where America will continue to be number one in the world.
What is a final question, and we're headed to a break. What bad leadership decision have you made over time?
Oh, God, I'm sure like every business owner in the world, we've made more than our share of bad leadership's decisions, bad leadership, you know, things. I know I goofed up in the beginning in terms of my expectations for my staff because I was working 12, 14, 18-hour days. I expected everybody to do that, and I realized that for them it was a job. But then I made sure that we hired people who were equally passionate and dedicated about the cause. And I explained our mission. So, you know, every yep. time I've been knocked over and every mistake I've made, and as I said, Lord knows I've made more than my share, I've used that as an opportunity to learn, improve, grow, and turned every lemon into lemonade.
Yep, got it. Well, I want to thank you for appearing on Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. It's been a pleasure.
Sheila Murthy, founder and president of Murthy Law Firm, here with us on Leaders Portfolio. We will continue talking leadership after the break, but I want to thank these exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. I'm Rebecca Blacksmith, and I will return on Leadership after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.